Episode 56 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Today we'll read Exodus 36 and Matthew chapter 8. Yesterday in Exodus, we saw the people bringing offering and gifts to build the tabernacle. Today, you're not going to believe what happens with the offerings. And in Matthew, Jesus heals many different kinds of people, and after he does in one village, you're not going to believe the reaction he gets from the residents. We'll read again from the easy-to-read version. Exodus chapter 36. So Bezalel, Oholiab, and all the other skilled men must do the work the Lord has commanded. The Lord has given these men the wisdom and understanding to do all the skilled work needed to build this holy place. Then Moses called Bezalel, Oholiab, and all the other skilled men who the Lord had given special skills to, and they came because they wanted to help with the work. Moses gave them everything the Israelites had brought as gifts, and they used these things to build the holy place. The people continued to bring gifts each morning. Finally, all the skilled workers left the work they were doing on the holy place, and they went to speak to Moses. They said, "The people have brought too much. We have more than we need to finish the work the Lord told us to do." Then Moses sent this message throughout the camp: "No man or woman should make anything else as a gift for the holy place." So the people were forced to stop giving more. The people had brought more than enough things to finish the work of building God's holy place. Then the skilled workers began making the holy tent. They made the 10 curtains from fine linen and blue, purple, and red yarn, and they sewed pictures of cherub angels with wings into the curtains. Each curtain was the same size, 28 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. The workers joined the curtains together into two groups of curtains. They joined 5 curtains together to make one group, and 5 curtains together to make the other group. Then they used blue cloth to make loops along the edge of the end curtain of one group, and they did the same on the end curtain in the other group. There were 50 loops on the end curtain in one group, and 50 loops on the end curtain in the other group. The loops were opposite each other. Then they made 50 gold rings to join the two curtains together. So the holy tent was joined together into one piece. Then the workers made another tent to cover the holy tent. They used goat hair to make 11 curtains. All the curtains were the same size, 30 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. The workers joined 5 curtains together into one group and 6 curtains together into another group. They put 50 loops along the edge of the end curtain of one group, and they did the same on the end curtain of the other group. The workers made 50 bronze rings to join the two groups of curtains together to form one tent. Then they made 2 more coverings for the holy tent. One covering was made from ram skins dyed red. The other covering was made from fine leather. Then the workers made frames from acacia wood to support the holy tent. Each frame was 10 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. There were 2 side poles joined together with cross pieces to make each frame. Every frame for the holy tent was made the same. They made 20 frames for the south end of the holy tent. Then they made 40 silver bases for the frames. There were 2 bases for each frame, 1 base for each side pole. They also made 20 frames for the other side, the north side, of the holy tent. They made 40 silver bases for the frames, 2 bases for each frame. They made 6 more frames for the back, the west side, of the holy tent. They also made 2 frames for the corners at the back of the holy tent. These frames were joined together at the bottom, and at the top, a ring held the corner frames together. They did the same for both corners. There were 8 frames for the west side of the holy tent, and there were 16 silver bases, 2 bases for each frame. Then the workers used acacia wood to make the braces for the frames, 5 braces for the first side of the holy tent, 5 braces for the other side, and 5 braces for the back of the holy tent, that is, the west side. They made the middle brace so that it passed through the frames from one end to the other. They covered these frames with gold. Then they used gold to make the rings to hold the braces, and they covered the braces with gold. They used fine linen and blue, purple, and red yarn to make the special curtain for the entrance to the most holy place, and they sewed pictures of cherub angels into the curtain. They made 4 posts using acacia wood, and they covered the posts with gold. Then they made gold hooks for the posts and four silver bases for the posts. Then they made the curtain to cover the entrance to the tent. They used blue, purple, and red yarn and fine linen to make this curtain, and they wove pictures into it. Then they made five posts and the hooks for this curtain over the entrance. They covered the tops of the posts and the curtain rods with gold, and they made the five bronze bases for the posts. Matthew chapter 8. Jesus came down from the hill, and a large crowd followed him. Then a man sick with leprosy came to him. The man bowed down before Jesus and said, "Lord, you have the power to heal me if you want." Jesus touched the man. He said, "I want to heal you. Be healed." Immediately the man was healed from his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "Don't tell anyone about what happened, but go and let the priest look at you, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for people who were made well. This will show everyone that you are healed." Jesus went to the city of Capernaum. When he entered the city, an army officer came to him and begged for help. The officer said, "Lord, my servant is very sick at home in bed. He can't move his body and has much pain." Jesus said to the officer, "I will go and heal him." The officer answered, "Lord, I'm not good enough for you to come into my house. You need only to give the order and my servant will be healed. I know this because I understand authority. There are people who have authority over me, and I have soldiers under my authority. I tell one soldier, 'Go,' and he goes. I tell another soldier, 'Come,' and he comes. I say to my servant, 'Do this,' and my servant obeys me." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. He said to those who were with him, "The truth is, this man has more faith than anyone I have found, even in Israel. Many people will come from the east and from the west. These people will sit and eat with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in God's kingdom. And those who should have the kingdom will be thrown out. They will be thrown outside into the darkness, where people will cry and grind their teeth with pain." Then Jesus said to the officer, "Go home. Your servant will be healed the way you believed he would." Right then, his servant was healed. Jesus went to Peter's house. He saw that Peter's mother-in-law was in bed with a high fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. Then she stood up and began to serve him. That evening, people brought to Jesus many people who had demons inside them. He spoke, and the demons left the people. He healed all those who were sick. So Jesus made clear the full meaning of what Isaiah the prophet said: "He took away our diseases and carried away our sicknesses." When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he told his followers to go to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you any place you go." Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes to live in, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to rest." Another of Jesus' followers said to him, "Lord, I will follow you too, but let me go and bury my father first." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let those who are dead bury their own dead." Jesus got into a boat, and his followers went with him. After the boat left the shore, a very bad storm began on the lake. The waves covered the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The followers went to him and woke him. They said, "Lord, save us, we will drown." Jesus answered, "Why are you afraid? You don't have enough faith." Then he stood up and gave a command to the wind and the water. The wind stopped, and the lake became very calm. The men were amazed. They said, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and water obey him." Jesus arrived at the other side of the lake in the country of the Gadarene people. There, two men who had demons inside them came to him. They lived in the burial caves and were so dangerous that no one could use the road by those caves. They came to Jesus and shouted, "What do you want with us, Son of God? Did you come here to punish us before the right time?" Near that place, there was a large herd of pigs feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you make us leave these men, please send us into that herd of pigs." Jesus said to them, "Go." So the demons left the men and went into the pigs. Then the whole herd of pigs ran down the hill into the lake, and all were drowned. The men who had the work of caring for the pigs ran away. They went into town and told the people everything that had happened, especially about the men who had the demons. Then the whole town went out to see Jesus. When the people saw him, they begged him to leave their area. May God bless the reading of his word. So, in Exodus, we heard something that is seldom said today. don't bring any more gifts to the church. We have enough. Of course, the difference is that the gifts here in Exodus were for a specific project. Once there were enough resources, it was reasonable to expect that they would be told they didn't need to bring anything else. So what did you think about the village asking Jesus to move along? Can you imagine? You know why they told him to leave though, right? They made their living from the pigs. And since Jesus caused a herd of the pigs to drown themselves, he disrupted their income stream. So hey, Jesus is okay as long as he doesn't mess things up around here, you know? Does that sound at all familiar today? And in case you're wondering, yes, I did work on my mother-in-law's floor today. I got about half of the kitchen finished, so I'll need to go back tomorrow to finish it up. I want to have everything put back together by Sunday, Mother's Day. And yes, I'm tired and I'm sore. So I'm going to get this episode finished, and then I'm going to bed. I'm sure I'll sleep well tonight. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.